También.
Entonces, no. Cristão. Aleluia. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercies toward us. Thank you for your compassions. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your help we have received in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence that is with us every day, every hour. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for miracles your mighty hand has performed in our lives. Thank you for helping us to grow in knowledge of you. Thank you for transforming us into the kind of person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for making difficult things easy in our lives. Thank you for fulfilling your promises and prophecies in our lives. Thank you for removing limitations, obstacles, and barriers from our path, from our ways. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for solving difficult problems in our lives. Thank you for healing our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for destroying our captivities. Thank you for reviving us in our spirit and souls and bodies. Thank you for teaching us your righteousness. Thank you for teaching us your ways, your truths, so that we can be perfect and pure. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We have come before you this evening, this midnight, to seek your face, to pray, to worship you. O Lord, hear us from heaven. And not only that, visit us, help us, bless us, touch us in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Thank you, for we know you are here among us, and we shall not go back the same the same way we have come. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs before we go into prayer point. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness, we are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel, your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel, Rock of Ages, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, Savior. How excellent is your name. How excellent, O Lord. God who made the way, yet there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way for you. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for the word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle walker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle walker. God is a miracle walker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, the Most High. Most High, all sufficient God. Most high, miraculous God, the Most High, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb. Worthy, He's the Lamb, the Lamb of God. Worthy, He's the Lamb that was slain. We praise Him. Oh Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. You are the mighty. in man, in body, Eva Shaddai, you are the mighty man in body, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Your name. You are the mighty in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You touched my life. You touched my life with your hands. My life changed. You touched my life. You touched my life with your hands. And I am no more the same. Jesus touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Lord, you touched my life. You touched my life with your hands. My life changed. Lord, you touched my life. You touched my life with your hands. I am no more the same. Jesus touched my life with his hands. My life changed. We get to worship and bless his name. Worship Jesus. Praise the King of glory. From the depths of your heart, with your voice, with your mouth, worship your Creator, worship your God, your Lord, your Father, your Savior, your Helper, your Strength, your Sustainer, your Provider, your Healer, your Deliverer. Worship him. He is your Redeemer. He is your Restorer. Praise him. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Most High God. Praise Him. We praise you, El Shaddai. We praise you, El Elyon. We praise you, Elohim. We praise you, Adonai. We praise you, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer. We praise you, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of our salvation. We praise you, Lord, the God that cannot fail. You are the God that cannot change. You are the God that cannot lie. You are the God that reverses irreversible things. We praise you, Father. You control times and seasons. You make all things beautiful in your planning. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. You bless a man, and no one can curse that man. You lift up a man, and no one can bring him down. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. You kill, and no one can bring back to life. And then you give life that no one can kill. We worship you, Father. You do miraculous works. You do impossible things. You do great signs and wonders. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. You sit on your throne. And you have made the earth your footstool. You sit on your throne and you dominate everything and everyone. You have subdued all darkness under your feet, because only you is the Lord. Beside you there is no other God. We worship you, Lord. Be praised forever. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Name. We're going to thank God for this prayer. We're going to say thank you, Lord, for beautifying my life with your presence and glory. Say thank you for decorating my life. Beautify my life with your presence and glory. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for beautifying my life, for decorating my life with your presence and glory. Thank you, Father. but decorating my life with your presence and glory. Thank you for beautifying my life with your presence, with your honor, with your glory, with your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for fulfilling your desires in my life. Thank you for performing your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling your will in my life. For fulfilling your desires in my life. For fulfilling your plans in my life. Thank you, Father, because the way my life is right now is according to your will. Thank you, Father, because my life is a product of your will and desires. Thank you for fulfilling your will in my life. Thank you for carrying out your plans in my life. Thank you for fulfilling your desires in my life. Thank you for making my life to go in the direction that you want. Thank you for making my life to become what you want it to be. Thank you, Father, for putting my life in the place it should be. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for the blessings and helps you have released into my life up to this point, up to this moment. Thank you for all the blessings and helps you have released into my life till this very hour. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for the blessings and helps and interventions you have released into my life from the time I knew you till this moment, from the time I began to serve you till this moment. Thank you for all the blessings, physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you for all the helps. Thank you for all the interventions I have received from you from the time I knew you to this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, help me to be spiritually sensitive so that I can know the day of my visitation, so that I can know when you visit me. The Father, help me to be spiritually sensitive to be able to discern when you come to visit me, to change my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, help me to be sensitive in my spirit, to be able to know the hour of my visitation, the hour of my divine visitation, and properly position myself to receive from you. The Father, help me to be sensitive in my spirit man, so that I will not miss the time of my visitation, so that I will not miss the hour of my divine visitation. Help me, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to be sensitive, to be sensitive, to be sensitive, so that I can discern accurately the day that you will visit me, so that I can be found doing the right thing in the day that you will visit me, so that I can be found saying the right word, thinking the right thought in the day you will visit me. Oh Lord, help me to be spiritually sensitive at all times, so that I do not miss your hour of visitation, so that I do not miss the day of my visitation. Help me, Father. I believe you are praying. If you miss the day of your visitation, you might not have that privilege in the next 10 years. Let's say you miss the day of your visitation in this year, you might not have that privilege for the next 10 years. Say, Father, help me to be sensitive. Help me to always be sensitive in my spirit, to accurately discern the time you will visit me to change my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We read in the scriptures about how Abraham identified the strange people that were walking past his dwelling place. He was able to identify that these people are not ordinary people. They don't look like they are of this world. They look like divine beings. And immediately he ran to meet them. And he begged them to spend some time with him. You need to be sensitive. If he had missed that visitation, maybe his wife will not or will never get pregnant. You're going to pray. You need a special eyes that is able to see when God's visitation has come. You need a special eyes that is able to see what you should do to receive the blessings that God have released. So you're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me special light that is able to see When those visitations come upon me, the Holy Spirit gives me special eyes and special mind that is able to see and understand when God's visitation has come upon me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, give me special eyes like you gave Abraham. Special eyes that is able to see and understand when God's visitation has come upon me. Give me special eyes in the name of Jesus. Give me special mind that is able to understand that I am in the time of God's visitation. Give me special mind that is able to understand when I am in the time that God's visitation will come upon me. Give me special mind, Holy Spirit. Create in me a special mind that is able to know and understand the hour how God has chosen to visit me. Holy Spirit, create in me such mind that is able to know the hour, the particular time that God has chosen to visit me and to change my life. Give me a special mind that understands the right thing to do in that time God has chosen to visit me. Give me such mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. Sometimes God's visitation comes in seasons. Yeah. Or in say by seasons. Which means that God puts you in a season, and throughout that season, it will be coming to you, or it will stay with you to do certain things in your life. You know, just like we can have a rainy season, yeah, or winter season, yeah, depending on the kind of seasons you have in your country. Yeah, whether it's spring, winter, or like this place we have dry season, rainy season. Yeah, and then you can number the months. You know that from this month to this month, it is rainy season. And then from this month, it is dry. Or from this month, it is summer. Winter. Yeah. So in the same way God visits us, God can visit you through seasons. He can put you in a season, and throughout that season, He will be coming to do some specific things in your life, or he will stay with you and will be doing certain operations in your life. And when he's done with you, he will launch you into another season. Yeah, sometimes God's seasons can be months, or can happen within months, and sometimes years. Yeah, or how should I say it? Sometimes the seasons God puts us in is going to is going to take months for that season to be completed. Maybe 6 months, 3 months, 10 months, and sometimes years before that season will be completed. So you're going to pray. I believe that all of you here, you are in certain seasons, but you might not know the kind of season you are in. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to identify me and understand the divine season God has put my life. So Holy Spirit, open my eyes to identify and to understand the specific season God has put my life at this time. Open your mouth and begin to know, and begin to talk to God. You need to know that season. What season it is, you need to know it. The Holy Spirit, open my eyes to know the season that I am in right now. The season that God has placed my life right now. If you are in a season of repentance, that God wants you to repent from many things, and then you made that season a season of fasting, yeah, then you are wrong. Yeah, even though you should fast, but you should know what your season is about. You should know what your season is about. Maybe you are in a season where God wants you to study the Bible for seriously for a long time and know everything there. But then you are doing something else in that season that is wrong. That is not right. That is not wise. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to understand the season God has put my life at this time. Open my eyes to identify the season. Open my eyes to know the season so that I will be wise, so that I will apply my heart unto wisdom, so that I will correctly position myself, so that I will be doing the right things I should do at this time. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to understand and to know the season God has put me, to know what the season is all about. Open my eyes to know what the season stands for. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. Yeah, there are some people that the season God placed them is a season to grow spiritually, to spend quality time with God. Yeah, God wanted them to give him some years to spend with him. Yeah, because he had a lot of things he wanted to show them. But instead of staying in God's presence, spending time with God, these people, they started to apply for jobs. Yeah, they started to apply for jobs, and then they began to spend those time God wants them to spend with him. They began to spend those time in the place of work. It's not that God don't want them to work. God still wants them to work. But that wasn't the right time. The season that God gave them or placed them was for spiritual growth. But they diverted into another thing. So I don't know the season that God has placed you in. I hope you are not doing another thing in that season, because the time that you have now, you might not be able to have that time again. The opportunity that you have now to grow spiritually or to be transformed into the person God wants you to be, you might not have that opportunity again. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, correct me concerning everything I am doing that doesn't line up, that doesn't agree with the season God has placed me. So Holy Spirit, correct me concerning things I am doing that doesn't agree with the season God has placed me at this time. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, correct me. If you are in a season where you should pray a lot, where you should pray a lot and give yourself powers to pray, and then you are doing something else, you are just wasting your life. So Holy Spirit, correct me concerning things I am doing that does not agree with the season God has placed me at this time. Correct me. Yeah, maybe God has placed you in a sowing season. A sowing season where you are expected to give a lot of your resources, a lot of your wealth towards the things of God. Yeah, but you want to reap when it is a sowing season. How do you expect to reap in a sowing season? Pray that God will open your eyes. The Holy Spirit, correct me concerning the things I am doing that is not in alignment with the season God has placed me at this time. Correct me, Holy Spirit. Maybe you are in a season where God wants you to switch off your smartphones for some time. Disconnect from the internet, stop watching TV, and God wants you to shut the door on yourself in your room, only you and him. Maybe you are in that season, but you are doing something else.
ask
the Holy Spirit to correct you. So Holy Spirit, correct me concerning the things I am doing with my time, with my days, with my hours, that doesn't line up with the season God has placed me. Maybe you are in a season to evangelize, to go out on the street and start preaching the gospel to people and start giving them tracts. Maybe you are in that season, but you are doing something else. Maybe you are in a season to go on missionary trips and visit villages, cities and towns, visit schools and preach the gospel to them. Ask the Lord to lead you to do the things that the season He has placed you demands. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. The benefit of understanding the season, the divine season God has placed you is the fact that you will be fulfilled. There is this peace and joy that will fill your heart. You will know that I am doing the right thing with my time, with my life. You will know it when you understand the season that you are in, because the knowledge of the season you are in would move you to do the right things that season demands. The right thing that the season demands for. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You must do the right things that is in agreement with the divine season God has placed you, so that everything will go well with you. But within you, you will have peace and joy. And even on the outside, around you, everything will prosper and everything will succeed, because you are properly positioned in your season. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to be found doing the right thing, the right things at the time they should be done, so that everything in my life can prosper, so that my life can be full of peace and joy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, fill me with divine wisdom to be found doing the right things at the time they should be done, so that prosperity can happen to me effortlessly, so that success and breakthroughs can happen to me effortlessly. The Holy Spirit, give me divine wisdom. Fill me with wisdom. Fill me with wisdom to be doing the right things at the time they should be done. You can do the right thing at the wrong time. The Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom to begin to do the right things at the time this should be done, so that I can be fulfilled in my life, so that I can have peace and joy in my heart, so that I can have prosperity effortlessly, so that I can have success effortlessly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You need a revelation of the things God has determined to do for you in the season you are right now. You need a revelation so that you will know what to pray for. Many of us, we pray amiss, because we don't know what God wants to do for us at this time. Yeah, when you know what God wants to do for you, you will focus on praying for the manifestation of those things. Yeah, there are some things that I can't pray for now. Yeah, because I know I've not entered into their seasons yet. And when I enter into the season, I will know. And I'll start praying for those things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations that will explain the things you want to do for me, the things you want to do in me, in the season I am right now. Give me revelations that will explain those things, so that I can pray correctly, open your mouth and begin to talk to God. The Father, give me revelations of the things you want to do for me at this time, the things you want to do in me at this time. Say, Father, give me revelations that will explain those things. Give me revelations that will explain those things. Some people are praying for money, when God wants them to pray for something else. Say, Father, give me revelation of the things you have proposed to do for me at this time, in this season that I am in. Give me revelations of the things you want to do in me, the transformation you want to do in me, the edification you want to do in me, the deliverance you want to do in me. Give me revelation of those things, so that I will pray accordingly in the name of Jesus. Give me dreams that will explain what you want to do for me at this time. What you want to do in me at this time. Give me dreams and visions that will explain them. Give me revelation. Give me inspiration that will explain those things, so that I will properly position myself, and so that I will pray correctly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, all we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the people of old, the ancient believers, ancient Christians, whenever they are going into fastings and prayers, they know what they are looking for. They already have a revelation of what God wants to do for them, of what God wants to do in them. So they go into fastings so as to properly position themselves in the place of prayer to get God to do those things. Yeah, even the Old Testament people, they understood that principle. So if you don't get revelations from God about the time you are in, or the place you are in, I don't know how you will fulfill your destiny. If you cannot say boldly that this time that I am in right now, this is what God wants to do in my life, then I don't know how you want to fulfill your calling and destiny. So you have to be able to know what God wants to do for you in this time. And then you have to pursue after those things. You have to pray until you get those things. Fast until you get those things. Because you know that this is the time for those things to happen in your life. So we are still going to pray again. Your eyes must be opened. Your understanding must be enlightened. So if you don't want to waste your years in this world, you must know these things I'm talking about. You must know what God wants to do for you at this time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put on me grace that will enable me understand your will for my life. The Father put upon me grace that will enable me understand your will for my life per time, so that I will be able to possess those things, receive those things through prayers and fastings. Open your mouth and pray like that. Some of you are just telling pastors to pray for you on things that is not yet time for you to have them. The things that God wants you to have now, you are not praying about them at all. Say, Father, put on me grace that will enable me understand your will for my life per time. Put upon me grace that will enable me understand your will for my life per time, so that I will properly position myself, and so that I can obtain those things you want for me through prayers and fastings, so that I can possess the things that are your will for me through prayers and fastings. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. So Lord, give me the grace to know your will for my life, but for you. My seasons. My coming seasons. Give me grace to discern accurately your will for my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you don't understand the season you are in, you are likely to labor and labor and get little or nothing from your labors. Yeah. You are likely to labor and labor because what you do must align with the season you are in. Yeah, some people they went into doing certain businesses. Yeah, even though God wanted them to do that business, but it was not their time. It was not yet the time for them to do it, to start such businesses. And then they kept failing. The businesses kept failing. They tried. They tried everything in their power for the business to succeed. Yet it kept failing. Or it kept failing. The reason is because they have not fully understood the divine timing. You are going to pray. Yeah, maybe the reason why certain things are not working in your life is because you are doing them when it's not yet time for them to be done, or you are doing the wrong thing entirely, because those things you are doing is directly opposite to the season God has placed you. It is not what you should be doing. You should be doing something different. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom to labor to work on things that will yield success, things that will produce results, things that will produce increase. Say, Father, give me wisdom to identify those things that I need to put diligence into. Give me wisdom to identify those things that deserve my strength, those things that deserve my labors, my diligence, my attention. Give me wisdom to know those things. There are some things we give so much attention that don't deserve the attention we give to them. That there are things we give so much hard work, so much diligence that don't deserve the diligence we give to them. So Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom. Begin to pray like that. Begin in fulfilling that. So Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom to identify the things that deserve my attention, my focus, my concentration, and my diligence. The things that deserve my labors, my strength. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to know those things, to identify those things in the name of Jesus. For I know that only those things can produce success. I know that only those things can produce prosperity. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to identify those things right now in the name of Jesus. And then begin to pray also that God should disconnect you from things that you are giving attention to that doesn't deserve the attention. Things you are giving diligence to that doesn't deserve those diligence. Begin to say, Lord, disconnect me from whatever I give so much time to that does not deserve such time. Whatever I give so much focus to, so much strength to, so much hard work that doesn't deserve them. Oh Lord, disconnect me from those things. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to labor in vain. I don't want to walk in vain. Holy Spirit, help me. I hope you are talking to God. Even in ministry, there are some things we give so much focus in ministry that don't deserve the focus. Now, you need God's wisdom. You need God's wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness on my spirit, soul, and body, blocking me from getting timely messages from God. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness on my spirit, on my mind, on my soul, on my body, that is blocking me from getting timely messages from God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, consume them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Every weight of darkness, load of darkness, cloud of darkness on my spirit, on my soul, on my mind, on my body, blocking me from receiving divine messages from God, blocking me from hearing God's voice, blocking me from getting divine revelations and inspiration from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Right now. Consume them all. Consume them all right now. Mahasha Neneshtegla. Consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life that will change everything in my life. Something new that will set me on the path to greatness. That will set me on the path of greatness. Yeah, that's how you say it. Not path to greatness, path of greatness. Yeah, you're going to see, Father, do something new in my life that will change everything in my life and set me on the path of greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jenaha hete sasashan deshtegla. Geshushe steno nishte hapashanala. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, do something new in my life. Do something new in my life that will change everything about me. That will change everything in my life. Set me on the path of greatness, on the path of glory. And set me on that height of greatness. And set me on that height in glory. Oh Lord, do something new in me. Do something new for me. Do something new in my life. In the environment of my life. Do something new. That will change everything. That will change everything in my life. That will change everything about me. Something new that will change my story. That will change my story, my history. Something new that will change my past. Oh Lord, do something new in my life right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, empower me to succeed and to make well. The Father, empower me to succeed and make wealth. Empower me to control money and not serve it. The Father, empower me to control money, to control riches and wealth, and not be a slave of them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Empower me, Father, to succeed and to make wealth. Empower me to succeed in my career, in my calling. Empower me to succeed in my destiny. Empower me to succeed in my profession. Empower me to succeed in my skill. And empower me to make wealth. Empower me to generate wealth. Empower me to control wealth. In the name of Jesus. The Father, empower me to control money, to rule over money, and not serve it. Empower me to control the riches and wealth of this world, and not be a slave to them. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray this prayer. I don't want you to stop. The Lord, empower me to succeed in the area of my career, in the area of my business, in the area of my calling. The Father, empower me to succeed in the area of my ministry. The Father, empower me to make wealth. Empower me to control money, to and not stop them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. Even the people of the world, they know that it takes power, divine power, to generate wealth. And that is why some of them, even though they are not Christians, they look for a powerful person, maybe a witch doctor or whatever, to back up their project, their career. Some of them, they go to agents of Satan to get spiritual backing, so that they can make wealth. Because they know that it takes power to control riches and wealth. So they there is a power God will give you. And money will be the one coming to you. You will not be the one running after it. Money will be coming to you. You will not run after it. Because when you are running after money, that is when you are serving it. Yeah. When you crave for it. When you you believe you can't go without it, you can't survive without it. So you are going everywhere looking for it. You are working so hard to get it. That is slavery. Yeah, but you become a master over money when it is money coming to you. Yeah, when you are the one controlling it, which means you are doing something, and that thing you are doing is drawing money from everywhere in the world to where you are. So that is what I'm talking about. Well, maybe you need understanding from God to understand what I'm saying. When you are doing something, and that thing, you are not running after money. You are just doing something, and that thing is bringing money to you. Yeah. And you are doing it with confidence, not with fear. Maybe, I don't know if customers will come and buy from me. I hope someone somewhere will come and patronize my business. Not with that kind of mind. But with confidence that what I am doing will generate wealth, because there is a power in it that is drawing the wealth. Yeah. So it's different from when you are doing it, and you are doing it in hope that this thing will make money. So when you are doing it in power or with power, it's different from when you are doing it with fear, with hope. Yeah. I pray God gives you understanding. So you are going to pray. There is a power that you will have. And when you have that power, you will know that you have that power. Because the presence of that power in your life means that you will no longer beg for money. It means you will no longer borrow money. And then it means you will no longer run after money. Money will be coming to you. So you are going to pray that God gives you that power. And that is what the Bible calls the power to make wealth. That is what the Bible calls the power to make wealth. You can still do business and do it in power. Yeah, you can still sell things, but you are doing your own in power. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release into my life the power would draw riches and wealth from every corner of the world into my life. You don't need money. What you need is that power. I'm telling you the truth. All you need is that power, not money. Say, Father, release into my life the power that would draw riches and wealth from every corner of the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Jesus de Tenecetesla, La Fasha de Testegetegla. Oh Lord, release that power into my hands. Release that power into my life. Release that power into my destiny. Release that power into my calling. Release that power into my ministry. Release that power into the works of my hands. Power that will draw riches and wealth from every corner of the earth unto me, into my hands. Oh Lord, release that power into my life right now. Give me that power. Empower me with such power. Fill me with such power. Equip me with such power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the power that generates wealth, the power that draws riches and wealth from everywhere in the world. Oh Lord, give me that power now, so that your name can be glorified in the earth, so that your name can be honored in the earth. Give me that power now, so that the proud can be humbled. Give me that power now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name, of your friend, Amen. Amen. Are you just going to pray? If God is going to give you such power, you must deserve it. There are some things God gives us and we don't have to deserve them because He's a merciful God. But there are some things that you have to deserve before God will give it to you. There are some powers in the kingdom of God that you have to deserve before it will be given to you. Yeah, and this power to make wealth is one of those powers that you have to deserve before God will release it into your life. So you're going to pray. You have to live that kind of life that will convince God that, what do I say? You need to live a kind of life that will convince God to give you such power. Yeah, that will impress God and make Him give you such power. Your character, your attitude, your way of life must be such that impress God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me. Yet in me, right attitude, right lifestyle, right, that will make me qualify for the power to make wealth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands on me and create in me the right attitude, the right character, the right lifestyle, the right attitude, the right character, and the right lifestyle that will qualify me to receive the power to make wealth that is already waiting for me in your kingdom. The Father created me the right attitude. There are some attitude that it can't be in your life, and yet this power will be in your life at the same time. It's not possible. The Lord created me the right attitude, the right lifestyle, the right character that will qualify me to receive the power to make wealth in this earth. Give me the right character. Give me the right purpose. Give me the right purpose. Give me the right purpose. Give me the right purpose, thank God. In the name of Jesus. Give me the right character. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible gives us one of the examples of a life or lifestyle. One of the examples of a lifestyle that qualifies a man to receive the power to make wealth. Yeah, and we read of the story of a woman who broke an alabaster box. We were told in the scriptures that box, the ointment in that box is very expensive. Very expensive. Yeah, we were told that is almost equal, or if not equal to a year's salary. Yeah, of laborers in those days. Yeah, a year's salary. Yeah, and the woman broke that box, poured everything on Jesus' feet. and also on his head. Now, my point is, if you are going to qualify for the power to make wealth, you must be someone that is willing to waste resources on God. You must be someone that wastes resources on Jesus. So when it comes to Jesus, you must be someone that there is nothing you cannot give. When it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the ministry of Jesus, that is how to qualify. If you are the type that counts money when it comes to giving to God, that is when you bring out your calculator and then you start calculating. You minus this, you divide this. You can't qualify for that power. You can't qualify for that power. To qualify for that power, you must be someone that wastes resources on Jesus. Not that you are still struggling to pay time. Or you are still at the level of paying time. If all you do is pay time, you can't qualify for this power. I mean, pay 10% of your income. You can't qualify for this power to make wealth. It's not for those that pay 10%. It's for those that have handed over everything they have and will have to Jesus. Those that there is nothing they can't give to God. I mean, nothing. Nothing they can't give to God. Those are the kind of people that qualify for the to make wealth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me to the place where I begin to wish resources, to waste my resources on Jesus and on the things of God. Some of you, what you spend on yourself is more than what you spend on Jesus. That is not supposed to be. What you spend on Jesus to be more than what you spend on yourself. I'm teaching you the kingdom standard. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, take me to that place where I willingly, not forcefully, where I deliberately begin to waste my resources on Jesus. The Holy Spirit, take me to that place where I spend more on Jesus than I spend on myself. The Holy Spirit, take me to that place where I consider everything I own as the Lord's property and not my own. So Holy Spirit, take me to that point . so that I can qualify to receive the power to make wealth. Holy Spirit, take me to that point. I believe you are praying this prayer from your heart. I believe you are praying this prayer from your heart. So Holy Spirit, take me to the point where I begin to waste my resources on Jesus without thinking twice, without listening to anyone, without listening to any opposite opinion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Now, some people think that God is going to fail them if they start wasting their resources on God. They think God is going to God is going to let them suffer and starve. Yeah, they think God will let them to become poor and wretched. The truth is, God is wiser than you. That's the truth. And is far richer than anyone in this world. Yeah. So you cannot willingly and deliberately make that kind of decision and not see the hand of God move in your favor. Yeah, what God really wants to destroy in your life is that spirit of greed, that spirit of slavery to money. Yeah, that is what God wants to destroy in your life. It's not like God lacks anything. Yeah, so it's a great privilege when you see opportunities to actually waste your resources on God. It's a great privilege because God is not going to hold you. God will come back to you in multiple forms. Yeah, but he's going to really check if you are sincere about your decision to waste your resources on him. Yeah, so if you bring all your resources and say, God, I'm giving it to you, God is not going to say, no, I don't want it. God is going to collect them because he wants to deliver you from the slavery to the elements of this world, the slavery to money. And not only that, God will now begin to bless you because you are no longer a slave to money. But for you to waste resources on God shows that your life is not in those resources. It shows that you are not a slave to those resources. That is why you are willing to waste them on God. So that is why God takes such resources. He does that to deliver us from ourselves, to deliver us from slavery, from greed. And He doesn't stop with that. He will now bless you. Now, God is not going to bless you because of the money you gave. He's going to bless you because of the deliverance you now have from the dominion of money, the control of money, the slavery to money. So because now you are delivered from that slavery, that is why God will bless you. So when it comes to sacrificing your riches on God, it doesn't have to do with how much you are giving. What it has to do with is that you gave everything you have to Him. So if everything you have is just one cent or $1, God is going to collect it from you. Because by the time you give everything you have, you will have deliverance. And then you will be able to trust Him to take care of you and not in money. Do you know why many rich people will go to hell? It's not because of the money they had or they have. It's because of their trust in money. Because they now trust in money and not in God. So money has become their God. They now trust in that money and not in God. So that is why they will go to hell. So when we teach or preach sacrificial giving, it is more of saving your soul. Yeah, it is not about, this church wants to get my money. This ministry wants to get my money. No, it's not about that. It is about saving your soul. Because you cannot trust the money and enter heaven. It's impossible. So to destroy that trust in money, that is why you have to waste your resources on God. It gives that deliverance. Now, when you have that deliverance, then you now have control over money. Money no longer have control over you. I pray that God will give you understanding. Yeah, because what people think about when it comes to giving is, they think they are trying to help God. They don't know that they are helping themselves and saving their souls. Or they think they are trying to help the servant of God, or help a ministry, or help a church. It's a lie. You are not helping anyone. You are helping your own life, and you are saving your own soul. The earlier you change your mindset when it comes to giving, the better for you. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, responding to your great power. And destroy every cross of faith that I have in money. And let my feet and trust be in you alone. The Father, according to your divine power, your great power, destroy every trust and faith I have in my salary, in money. Let my faith and trust be in you alone. Open your mouth and pray like that. Your faith and trust must be in God alone. If he will give you the power to make wealth. Father, may your mighty power destroy every trust and faith I have in money. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. So that money no longer rule over my life. So that money no longer control my life. Let my faith and trust be in you alone. Let my faith and trust be in you alone. It's becoming difficult for Christians to give nowadays. And that is why we are so bad. I pray you will not suffer. Talk to God to help you. You are not helping the pastor or the ministry or the church. You are saving your soul. You are saving your soul. Say, Father, destroy the trust that I have in money. Destroy the faith I have in money. Why do you always think about money when it comes to when it comes to moving forward in life, succeeding, prospering, why is it that the first thing that comes to your mind is money? Then there is a problem somewhere. If the first thing that comes to your mind when you're thinking about moving forward, having food to eat, having things to drink, succeeding, prospering, fulfilling your calling, fulfilling your destiny, if the first thing that comes to your mind is money, then your trust is in money. The first thing that should come to your mind is God, not money. When you need anything, what should come to your mind is God, not money. Not the figures in your bank. May God deliver our generation. Ask God to help you. It's not the balance in your account that should come to your mind when you need anything or when you need to buy anything. It is God that should come to your mind. It is God. because God is the one that is taking care of you, not money. You need to correct your mindset. Say, Father, destroy my faith in money. Destroy my trust in money. Let my faith and trust be in you alone. Yeah, what you have is nothing. Yeah. That is not what matters. What is in your account is not what matters, whether it's big or small. That is not what matters. What matters is where your faith and trust is. How big your account is not what matters. It is what matters is where your faith and trust is. Is it in God or in those figures in your account? Say, Lord, destroy my faith and trust in money. Let my faith and trust be you alone. So that I don't want money to control my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points, and then we are going to round off the session. We are still talking about the power to make wealth. If you are going to qualify for this power, you have to conquer a lot of battles in the spiritual realms. You have to have conquered a lot of realms of darkness. Yeah, because there are a lot of realms that this world through money, a lot of kingdoms of darkness that are enslaving this world through money. So to control money is to conquer those realms and those forces. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive fire and power to conquer the realms and kingdoms of darkness that want me to serve money. You're going to say, I receive fire and power to conquer realms and kingdoms of darkness that want me to serve money. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ashtante tege heni jishele shela. I receive power right now. I receive fire right now to conquer the realms of darkness, the kingdoms of darkness, ruling this world through money. The realms of darkness that have enslaved the world throw money. The reps of darkness that want me to also be a slave to money. Yeah, because you have to be a slave to money for those kingdoms to dominate your life. So begin to say, I receive power. I receive fire to conquer the realms and kingdoms of darkness that want me to serve money, that want me to remain a slave to money. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. The last prayer point. Three. Fear must be dealt with, or you must be conquered. For you to operate in the realm of miracles. Yeah, because this power to make wealth is in the realm of miracles. Yeah, is in the realm of miracles. And you cannot have fear. And you can't have fear and at the same time walk in the realm of miracles. It is not possible. You cannot be dominated by fear and at the same time operate in the realm of miracles. It's not possible. Yeah, let's take for instance someone who gave almost all his or her savings to God. Yeah, someone who went and empties our bank account. To give God everything. Now there is this fear that says, how are you going to survive now? You must be a fool to do this. Yeah, you must be a fool. You must be an idiot to do this. So now that you have done this, how are you going to survive? Yeah, but a strong Christian will silence that fear. Yeah, because the truth remains that God cannot fail. The standard of God cannot fail. Yeah, it is not today that God is in existence. God has been in existence before anything else existed. So also the righteousness of God and the standard of God have been in existence and it has never failed. What I'm saying is that when you respond to the truth that is in God's kingdom, God will show up in your life. When you allow the truth in God's kingdom to conquer you, God is going to show up in your life. Except you did not do it well. You did not obey the truth well. Except you did not follow the standard well. If you follow the standard of God's kingdom, the standard of His word, God will definitely show up in your life. Remember the case of Solomon in the Bible, who sacrificed, I think, 1,000 cattle. I don't know if it's cattle or ram or something. He gave all of those as burnt offerings to God. He set all those animals on fire, and they worth a lot of money to worship God. And then that night, God came to him and asked him, "What can I do for you?" So if we do this, if we do this thing that God is teaching you tonight, if you do this thing God is teaching you tonight, the way it should be done, without fear, with the whole of your heart, there is no way God is going to fail you. Maybe God, maybe you have not done it well from your right hand. That is why it looks like God failed you after you wasted your resources on Him. Yeah, but when you do it correctly, it is impossible for God to go against His standard. So you're going to pray that fear die in your life, especially the fear that is attached to surrendering your resources to God. That fear of, am I not doing the wrong thing? That fear of how will I survive if I start giving to God in this way? Yeah, you need to pray that fear die. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every fear in me that is withdrawing me, pulling me back from surrendering everything I have to God, die right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yeah, because the reason why many people keep money, yeah, it's not because God tells them to keep the money. It's because of fear of how they will survive without that money. That's the main reason why many people keep money. Yeah, if I am going to keep money, God has to tell me to do that. Yeah, because it's not the money that is taking care of me. It is God taking care of me. Pray that fear dies in your life. The fear of how will I survive without money. Pray that fear dies in your life. Pray every fear in me that is pulling me back from surrendering all that I have to Jesus, from handing over all that I have to Jesus, I command you to die right now.
in the name of Jesus. I command the fear to die right now. I command the fear to die right now. Thank you, Lord. God, you need to understand that when you have this power to make wealth, you will always control riches and wealth. Yeah, and you don't need to have money in your account to control money to come to you. Yeah, you don't need money to be stored somewhere in your house to control money to come. Yeah. So you don't need money to have the power to make wealth. That's what I'm saying. You do not need money to have the power to make wealth. But when you have the power to make wealth, money has to come to your service. Money have to listen to you and come to serve you and to serve God's purpose in your life. Pray that you'll be wise. Say you fear that you fear that is stopping me from wasting my resources on Jesus. Die right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and the mercy. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you for your presence that is always with us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions that we have received in our lives. Thank you for showing us the truth. Thank you for showing us your ways so that we can walk in them and prosper. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us how to be in dominion, how to rule over the powers controlling this world. Thank you for these things you have revealed to us so that we can stop becoming slaves. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you touch everyone here, touch their bodies, touch their souls, watching their spirits and begin to transform them into the kind of persons you want them to be in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you transform your people into prevailing warriors in the realms of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, transform your people into fearless warriors that are able to face the forces and kingdoms of darkness and conquer them. Oh Lord, change everyone here into such warriors right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the things you fear
that now begin to fear you in the name of Jesus. The realm of dominion you have always wanted to operate in, I decree that you are translated into that realm right now. In the name of Jesus, the power to fulfill your calling and destiny, the power to become who God says you are, receive the power right now. In the name of Jesus, the power to possess your possessions, receive it now. In the name of Jesus, the power to make wealth, even in these last days, receive it now. In the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way you have been a slave to money and to the financial system of this world, I decree that you are free now. In the name of Jesus, you are free now. In the name of Jesus, every wrong mindset in your heart, in your brain, in your mind, that is the reason for your persistent failures, I decree that such mindset come out of your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.